Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Play action, cuts back, turns, looks, fires, and that is picked off! Mikey Sambersteel, 45-40! Trying to get away from Drake London, spins away from him, and goes down at the 25. You wanted it. You got it. Mikey's got it.
Mikey, right on the spot. And this is a great...
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio on The Fan, broadcasting live from Capital Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're live and local till 3 p.m., that's when Burger Night begins, 3 p.m. to midnight. Get a cheeseburger for $2.95 or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do. This is 910 a.m., 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. That was Bram Weinstein, London Fletcher on the call, the Mikey Sambersteel interception that came nearly the next play after Marcus Mariota's one bad play, his interception. So the two interceptions end up kind of wiping each other out. And Washington did not get another takeaway. I texted Michael Phillips after that play. I said, if they're going to win, they're going to need another interception, another takeaway. They just felt like they were chasing the Falcons down a possession the entire game. And that's what happens when you get blanked in the first quarter and your only offensive possession is three plays minus 6 yards. I'll get to my 10 takeaways. You can give me your takeaways. You can vent after the defeat to the Falcons 34-27 right now. 833-804-0910. It's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So Marcus Mariota was far from perfect, all right? And he had the bad interception. He had two sacks that I thought he could have gotten away from. And I wanted him to run more, especially when he was so successful. Two carries for 20 yards, averaging 10 yards a carry, right? Needed him to do more. But I think my first takeaway of the 10 takeaways is Marcus Mariota played good enough to win that game. I really believe that. I'm not so sure that Jaden Daniels would have won Washington that game. The defense lost it. It's not like Marcus Mariota is a big part of why we lost this game. My first takeaway is, look, I thought he's been a solid backup. He played like a good backup. Played good enough for us to win that game. That's my first takeaway. Second takeaway, the injuries are starting to pile up, and we're just simply not at full strength, and I think that was a big factor in the loss. Not having Terry McLaurin, that's so huge, right? And that's just one guy. Oh, yeah, not having Will Harris on the other side. He's supposed to be our tight end stopper. The other guys were not good enough between Jeremy Reeves and Quan Martin. Just not good enough at the safety position, our secondary. The injuries are starting to pile up. You're seeing that. Takeaway number three. This was a game in which I thought the desperate team won, and the Atlanta Falcons were the desperate team. They wanted this game more than Washington. They played more for their coach. They started faster. They came out of the locker room with a lot of excitement and energy in the second half. They made more game-winning plays. They had the winning time moments like Bijan's big play or Kyle Pitts into the end zone. They were the better third down team. They wanted it more. Takeaway number four, and I said this earlier, I'm going to say it again. It just felt like the entire game, We're a possession behind, right? We're down by 10. All right, now we're down by 3. Couldn't get a stop. Back down by 10. All right, we're down by 14. Let's make it a 7-point game. Couldn't get a stop there. We were down 2 possessions. We were chasing the Falcons from the opening possession in which we went 3 and out. All week long, you heard me. We have to start faster than we did at the Packers. We have to start faster than we did at Green Bay. And we didn't. And on the road, this team has had now 2 awfully slow starts, and it's the reason they're 0-2 on the road. Takeaway number 5 is all those that were hating on Matt Gay, Matt Gay kept us in this game. Matt Gay's kicks were straight, and he's the reason we didn't get blown out. 4 for 4, including a 52-yarder, hit his extra points as well. He kept us in it. The kicker kept us in it. And you know what, Stubb, I want some pat on the back right here, because all I said last week was I think his confidence is growing. That the rock bottom moment was when he missed from 37 and he was sitting on the sidelines looking like his life was over, his career was over. And then he hit it from 56 after Dan Quinn got knocked down. You saw his confidence growing. He was terrific.
Yeah,
what we need moving forward.
He's been automatic since then. Exactly what we expected. It's what we paid him for. Kicks over 40 is a thumbs up for me.
Yeah, and also my other takeaway watching that game was the kickers that are missing inside of a dome, they're just not good kickers because there's nothing to affect it. Like, both kickers were perfect in the game. Takeaway number 6, I hate relying on an onside kick. I don't know that Dan Quinn played it wrong in terms of using his timeouts at the end of the game. It really simply just came down to, well, we let them run 7 minutes off the clock when they got 69 yards and into field goal range when we were down by 7 and just desperate for a stop to give the ball back to our offense to give us a chance. The time management wasn't good by Dan Quinn there, but it was hampered by the fact that his defense couldn't get off the field. But like, anytime you're relying on your team to get a field goal and then an onside kick, you're living on a prayer. And I just knew we weren't going to recover that onside kick. Just you have like 5% chance of winning that game if you need an onside kick. If you had your timeouts, we could have had a chance. We had to use our timeouts because we couldn't get a stop on the second to last possession of the game for the Falcons. Takeaway number 7, I thought that there was just very little execution from Washington, and that was the difference in this game. Like, we didn't execute on third downs. Like, I mean, that just keeps standing out to me, the 1-8 on third downs. And a few of the times I thought guys were open, and Mariota didn't see them, or he didn't have time because the offensive line struggled, and he was hit a few times, sacked twice there. A couple of those were big. They had the penalties that cost us big drives as well. Just didn't execute. Number 8, too much zone defense. Oh my goodness, was that easy for Michael Penix? It was just catch and throw in the backyard. He was thrown through a tire swing. Why did we have guys 10 yards off of a receiver on third down? It just didn't make sense. And we were still giving up explosive plays. I mean, this was one of the worst defensive performances that we've seen in the Dan Quinn era, and hopefully it's just one. But you already heard from Michael. There are fans that want Joe Witt Jr. to give up play-calling duties defensively. And I told you all last year, I thought Dan Quinn was staying up late, probably losing sleep, because his defense was losing games. Well, that has continued this season. It's got to be better. He was a defensive-minded coach. I'm not getting rid of him. I'm upset with the way his defense has performed. It needs to be better. He knows that. We all know that. Takeaway number 9, one of the worst first quarters of the Dan Quinn era. And that was my favorite part of Dan Quinn's regime last year, was anybody, anywhere, anytime. It felt like this team got fired up, got ready to play, had a good game plan, came out there and executed to start games. And they just got off to better starts last year. And that was a big issue in the Rivera era. Well, it's popping its head up once again, and I don't think it's the coaching from Rivera to Dan Quinn. It's simply the lack of talent that we have on our 53-man roster. Atlanta's record's not as good as ours, right? But they have – well, now it's the exact same as ours, but they have more talent. They have more talent at running back. Without Terry McLaurin, certainly looked like they have more talent at wide receiver. We know they have more talent when they get a game like that from Kyle Pitts. And they were solid defensively as well. Solid defensively as well. And I think takeaway number 10 is it's tough because last year we were in every single game except for week 1. And like I said before, this year feels like, well, now we've been blown out twice. margin of victory for both losses has been under 10 points, but it's two games where we're severely out gained in yards and first downs in almost everything, right? I mean, time of possession is the biggest killer. Just feel like we were dominated. And it is such a week-to-week league. Atlanta got blanked by the Carolina Panthers, right? 30-0. Then they come out and have 35 minutes of possession, go for 435 yards and win against Washington 34-27. And now Washington has to turn around, go cross-country and play against a Chargers team that's going to be pissed off because they just lost to the Giants. They gave the Giants their first win of the season. I mean, what the hell? It is such a wild National Football League. We're going to go around the NFL when we return with our winners and losers of Week 1. David Harrison covers the Commanders. He'll give us his thoughts from the locker room and the defeat against the Atlanta Falcons. And like I said, it's a misery Monday for Washington. It's a victory Monday for the local universities. We just talked to UVA. How about Virginia Tech going to NC State and knocking them off there? Hokie Steve will join us at 2 p.m. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Just had a few listeners stop by after having a terrific lunch here at Capitol Ale House. And it's burger night, back like it never left. 3 p.m. to midnight, you get a cheeseburger for $2.95, or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. That's any of the Richmond area locations, Midlothian, Innsbruck, or downtown. There are not one, but two NFL games that you could check out tonight here at Capitol Ale House. The Jets-Dolphins will kick off just after 7:15 on ESPN, and about an hour later, you'll see Bengals-Broncos on ABC. I love when you get two games on at the same time, rather than the staggered starts, which means if Jets-Dolphins is as bad as I expect it to be, we can all flip our TV to ABC and check out the other one. And then when the Broncos start to run away with it because Jake Browning's throwing three interceptions, we could check back in on Jets-Dolphins. As we go around the National Football League and give out our winners and losers of Week 4 on NFL Hits.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
So my biggest loser is the Baltimore Ravens, and I'm sticking with my take from last week, which was the loser of that game misses the postseason. I think the Ravens are going to need to rely on a wild card spot because I was correct and Stubb was wrong. The Steelers are going to win that division with Aaron Rodgers as QB1. Well, now Lamar Jackson's hurt. I'm telling you, I think Baltimore has just missed out on the postseason, and I'm going to say it right to Hokie Steve's face when he gets here. He's going to be pissed off. They did not look good.
Hasn't he gone through enough this year?
You're right, but, I mean, do you agree? Are the Ravens one of the bigger losers of the week?
Oh, they're the biggest loser of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of got blown out by the Chiefs in this
and
one.
You lose Lamar, and that's a big thing, but that's supposed to be a good defense. You're supposed to have Derrick Henry and run it. Chiefs looked like they were struggling this year, and you still got blown out by 20. Like, it's just bad.
Yeah, I mean, Chiefs get Xavier Worthy back, and all of a sudden, they look like they could be Super Bowl contenders again. 118 yards on the ground from a bunch of different guys. Worthy had 83, and Kelsey had 48 on 5 catches, and they get the easy win 37-20. My first winner of the week, Jackson Dart. And Brian 100%. Daboll will probably get to keep his job because their quarterback looked pretty good here. They get their first win of the season and a game that a lot of people picked the Chargers, especially even in our survivor pool. Here's Jackson Dart into the end zone.
To get that to Neighbors for the first down.
13 to Neighbors, 7 before that. Here's a run again by Dart. First and 10. He'll take it in. His first career touchdown. And the Giants on top.
Definitely a winner of the week there, the New York Giants. Good first win of the season, 21-18, and their defense once again showed how legit they are, holding the Chargers to just 18 points. Stubb, winner or loser of the week, who you got?
I mean, flipping that, losing Neighbors for the season. I guess I'm going to say a loser's MetLife Stadium.
Yeah.
We got to do something about this. It's so bad. I love Neighbors. I was really excited because Jackson Dart looked good, that we're going to see him out for the season. And Joe Alt got hurt too. It's just... I hate that place. They need to do something.
No, it's a good call right there. I mean, it was all over, trending online when Malik Neighbors was carted off the field. I got one for you, loser of the week, the Tennessee Titans. My goodness, are they bad right now? We had their coach on the hot seat. He's going to continue to be on the hot seat. Texans get their first win of the season, but the Titans are now 0-4, and they got blanked. In this one, here was Cam Ward speaking to the media after the loss.
I mean, we're keeping a buck right now. We ass. So we 0-4. We have this one. We got nothing to lose. We dropped a quarter of our games and we've yet to do anything. So we have to lock in, especially myself on the offensive line, from the defensive line, from the special teams to all three faces. We have to play together. We have not played together this year yet. And that's just something that, you know, we want to preach about it every day. Every day we got to do better, and we're doing that, but it has to show up on Sundays. It hasn't showed up yet, but it got to show up next week.
He should be a winner of the week for the honesty right there. Can I hear the beginning of that part right one more time? Because he sounds like me and my friends when we were watching the Commanders' defense. We looked at each other and we said, we are ass defensively.
I mean, if we're keeping a buck right now, we ass. So we 0-4. We
I mean,
have...
Come on. How good is that? Winner of the week, the Atlanta Falcons. They played inspired. They played for their head coach, Raheem Morris, who certainly was on the hot seat after losing 30-0, and they get the 34-27 win. I mean, score 34 after zero the week before. Winner of the week. Give me the winner of the week to Philadelphia, staying undefeated. They end a comeback effort short by Baker Mayfield and the Bucks. A loser week, the National Football League and their overtime rules. We should not be having ties. I just don't know why we would not let them keep playing, right? Like, we made the changes to avoid a tie. We made the changes to avoid, all right, a walk-off touchdown. But you have one of the most thrilling games of the season end in a tie. The NFL's a loser for that.
I agree. And now their record's going to have that stupid third number for the whole season. That makes me mad every time I look at it.
Oh, I know. Winner of the week? The Chicago Bears blocking a field goal at the buzzer to get the 25-24 win over Vegas. Let's take a listen to the call here on The Fan.
Jacob Bobenmeier, the snapper. A.J. Cole, the holder. The kick is blocked. Unbelievable.
So two Monday night games tonight. I wonder, can Miami get their first win of the season at home? Because if they lose this one, it does feel like, once again, McDaniel will lose his job, right? We keep saying this. There are like three ways a coach can get fired. Number one, blown out at home, right? Number two is a primetime defeat. And number three, it's when you don't have a win on the season. All three things can happen here tonight between the Jets and the Dolphins. And I don't think the Jets are going to move away from Aaron Glenn. It's more likely Dolphins lose and McDaniels gets the boot. Second game tonight will be the Bengals and the Broncos. What did you think of the Dublin game, Stubb? Did you end up waking up early at all to see the Vikings-Steelers?
I did wake up early, but it was to go on a hike. So I did not have that much interest in it. Being on, I don't care about Carson Wentz versus the Steelers. But it ended up looking like it was a pretty good game.
Yeah, I watched most of that. Terrific game for DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Just continues to be a star. You totally see why Pittsburgh traded for him and paid him on top of that. I did want to say, Carson Wentz was not ass. As Cam Ward said.
Yeah, he's been consistently doing... I mean, he looks better than J.J. McCarthy, just flat out, aside from the fourth quarter of week one. Carson Wentz is playing better than J.J. McCarthy.
But Carson Wentz has this one stat that he just cannot shake. He is the sack king. He hangs on to the football forever. He takes even longer to release the ball. He was sacked six times in Dublin. Six times. I mean, just unbelievable how many times he was on the ground. Just wild there in that one. But what ended up being a really solid week four in the National Football League with a thriller on Sunday Night Football. Did you have any takeaways from that Packers-Cowboys game, Stubb?
I'm left still confused on what the Packers are. I mean, they look like the best team through two games, and then you lose to the Browns and you tie against what looked like the worst defense in the NFL and still looks like the worst defense in the NFL. It just doesn't... They don't make sense to me right now. I can't figure out what's going on.
I felt like I was alone in the fact that I was worried about the Cowboys being decent. I said Brian Schottenheimer Jr. got the job so he could get the best out of Dak Prescott. 319 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions, barely took a sack in that game. And I said this, the Cowboys are going to be scary if they have a running back. And Javonte Williams has looked the part as well. They're going to end up winning some games this year that people did not expect them to win. And their schedule certainly opens up and gets easier for them over the next 2 weeks. They could be on a win streak when they come to Washington or when they host Washington on October 19th. They're at the Jets and at the Panthers the next 2 weeks.
I'm not that worried. I don't know, one win and it's by 3 points in overtime to the Giants through 4 weeks. They are putting up offensive numbers, absolutely, but I just... I mean, the numbers against them lately have been crazy. Three straight games, 30 or higher.
Stubb, they've scored 40 points twice against good teams, all right? Packers have a good defense. Giants have a good defense. They might score 90 against Washington's defense. I am very worried about Big Dallas, Big D, especially given the fact that that early contest is in their building. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, David Harrison covers the Commanders for Sports Illustrated, host of Locked On Commanders and a contributor for WUSA 9. He'll join us next on The Fan.
Snaps good, holds down, kick is on its way. It's got plenty of leg. It is good! Matt Gay from 52!
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So that was Bram Weinstein on the call. One of four made field goals by kicker Matt Gay, who kept Washington in it with his makes defensively, though they could not get that key stop. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to recap the game, it's David Harrison. What's going on, David?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How concerning is it that this defense for Washington gave up 400-plus yards to an Atlanta team that was blanked the week before by Carolina?
Yeah, it's definitely not, desirable, right, and to put it lightly. But, I also don't, and I think we got to be careful, and this is just my opinion, but every week is different. You know, the Carolina Panthers put 30 on the Falcons, kept them to nothing, kept them from even crossing their own 30, and then they went out and got their butt kicked by the Patriots. And, you know, the Packers put a whooping on the Commanders on a Thursday night, and they got beat by the Cleveland Browns. Like, I know it's a common, you know, kind of conversational thread, but, you know, it's obviously said in jest, but, like, you know, well, the Browns beat the Packers, the Commanders, so are the Commanders worse than the Browns? Like, those things don't really translate. Every week is different, and every situation is different, and I just think that, you know, the Falcons came in with a really good plan. They came in playing confident. I think a lot of people expected them to be a little bit kind of down on their luck themselves, and there was a team that definitely looked like they believed in themselves, they believed in their coaches, they believed in what they were putting together, and they just came out with a lot of energy. And the Commanders, you know, for the second straight road game, came out with a pretty significant lack of energy, and I think that really is the concerning part. It's not that the Falcons got beat by the Panthers and then came in and beat the Commanders. It's that the Commanders, for two of their four games, have come out and just didn't look like themselves.
Yeah, and I think what's really frustrating to this fan base is, well, last year ends with giving up 50 points to Philadelphia, and this year, you know, the defense just doesn't, again, it just doesn't look like this defense is going to allow this team to be a true contender. If you're giving up that many points, that many first downs, that many yards, it's going to come back to haunt us at the end of the year.
Yeah, I think it starts up front. You know, you got to be able to get pressure on the quarterback, and it's kind of hard because, you know, as a defense coordinator, you know, when you look at what Joe Witt's got to do, like, does that have enough guys in coverage to, you know, cover the space and the receivers that are going out into the field of play? But at the same time, he's got to try to generate pressure on the quarterback. You know, we saw against the Las Vegas Raiders, like, there were several plays that when the Raiders went home and watched the tape, they said, like, oh, we had a guy open here, we had a guy open here. But those plays, Geno Smith was under so much pressure that he never had the opportunity to find him or to see him or deliver the ball, right? So,
yeah.
And that's part of defense. Like, if you bring extra rushers and blitzers, it's going to open up the possibility that someone gets free in coverage. You know, but if you don't bring extra blitzers and then your four-man rush doesn't get home, I don't care how talented of a cornerback you are, or safety or whoever, you know, quarterback has 3 to 5 seconds to throw, someone's going to get open. Like, that's just the way the game works. So, you know, what's the right answer in the moment? It's easy for us to kind of look hindsight, but in the moment, in the middle of the battle, you have to know what you've already installed, and you have to know what these guys understand, especially with some of these young guys on the field. And, you know, it's a matter of Joe Witt growing with every experience, just like his players are.
David Harrison with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck on a Misery Monday. You catch us every Monday here throughout the football season. Atlanta wins 34-27. David, did you feel like Marcus Mariota played good enough for this team to win?
I mean, I think if you were to tell me that offense, not just with Marcus, but with, you know, missing Terry and obviously John Bates, still Noah Brown, et cetera, put up 27 points on the road against the Atlanta Falcons, who are, you know, considered a better defense than the Raiders, even without a Max Crosby on their team, then I think I would have told you that, you know, okay, then the Commanders should have at least been in a position to win that game. So in that sense, yeah, like, did they do enough to allow the team to have a chance to win? Yeah, I mean, 27 points is always going to give you a shot at winning the game. But that being said, there were certainly opportunities that were missed, right? Like the interception in the end zone intended for Jalen Lane. I mean, Marcus even said it himself, you know, that ball needs to be more outside, more kind of on the numbers versus inside the hashes, to give Jalen an opportunity to come down with it. Now, truthfully, I think even if it's more outside, I think it was too long, which is, you know, part of the hazard of targeting a shorter receiver is it's got to be, you know, more spot on, obviously. So I don't think it's going to get completed for a touchdown either way. But if it's not an interception, then, you know, you have the opportunity to at least have another play. You look at first drive of the third quarter, they get the ball down inside the Falcons 30, but there's a holding penalty on Ben Sinnott that brings that play back. They don't even get into, you know, that range for the rest of that drive. Multiple penalties after that, and they end up with a long Matt Gay field goal. If you have that completion inside the 30, you've got that early half momentum, those types of things. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe it's a field goal anyway. But it also, perhaps you take that momentum into the end zone, right? So there were opportunities that the offense had to put more points on the board, but, you know, is 27 points enough to possibly win a game? Of course it is. But that doesn't, you know, necessarily absolve them from any blame. You know, 1-for-8 on third down is never good, right? So there's certainly things that they're carrying into, you know, Tell the Truth Monday.
David, we'll hear from Dan Quinn around 3:30 with an injury update. Do you know if Washington lost anybody on Sunday for the following week?
Yeah, I know. I think it was Nikki Javala of The Athletic. I think got some sort of source confirmation, but it looks like Javonte Jean-Baptiste, got wounded in that game. I don't have specifics on it yet, but potentially, you know, another pass rusher down, another edge defender down, and you know, Preston Smith obviously is on the roster, hasn't been active yet, but clearly, if Javonte is lost for any period of time, then you know that would pave the way for him to become active, and then you know, see what else they decide to do on the roster as far as if they decide to bring another guy on the practice squad.
David, before we let you go, I know for me it felt like last week it was trending towards Jaden Daniels playing, and I was kind of shocked to hear Dan Quinn say he hasn't been medically cleared yet. We're going to hear from Dan Quinn at 3:30, but like, what are your thoughts right now on Jaden's availability for next Sunday against the Chargers?
Yeah, I think he's going to play. I think he'll be available for that game. You know, again, from everything that was, you know, kind of talked about, he was able to do, you know, pretty much everything on the practice field. It's just the medicals, and again, I think with a knee, you're always kind of want to be a little bit more cautious than anything else. And you know, seeing him on the practice field for a couple of days, he looked pretty good. He was, you know, kind of reaching for that left knee, you know, on occasion during practices. Whether that's just discomfort from a brace or something like that, you know, I can't tell you. But I think that overall, he definitely looked like he was on a good path. You add to it, you know, this is LA; it's his first chance to go home and play in the NFL. Not that I think that the medical staff should take that into account, but I think there is just a little bit of a, when you talk about like the vibe of, do we think Jaden's going to play? I think that adds to the circumstances of the conversation, not the medicals of it.
David, I believe Washington has had more penalties than their opponent every week this season. Has Dan Quinn spoken about that recently?
They've had more what now?
Penalties.
Oh, they have. So they haven't had more penalties every week. I know the Packers had more penalties in that game, but certainly, you know, I think even in that situation, I think quality of the penalty is more important than the quantity of them, right? I mean, if you have four penalties that wipe off four touchdowns, and your opponent has eight penalties that they end up scoring touchdowns on three drives within, then you know, clearly your four penalties were worse, right? So I think that's really, and Dan, you know, DQ has talked about that before, is, you know, the penalties that are unnecessary, the penalties that are easily avoidable. You know, I know Ben Sinnott was trying to argue the holding penalty on that play I just talked about with the guy inside the Falcons 30 there at the beginning of the second half. But it was a clear penalty, right? It was a clear hold. I mean, he put his hand on the defender's bicep or shoulder and turned him 180 degrees right in front of the official. Like, that's a flag that gets thrown 11 times out of 10. So it was a very clear penalty. It was a very easy penalty. And it was also a very unnecessary penalty. Like, the rusher was kind of getting in, but Marcus was, you know, negotiating his way around him. If you're Ben, you just got to kind of sit there and seal him from getting to Marcus' backside, allow Marcus to deliver the throw just like he did, and, you know, you have a big completion. So those are the types of penalties that can be real killers. And I think, you know, outside of the sheer number, obviously you want the number to be down, but outside the sheer number, it's also the contextual factors of what those penalties are doing to them. From a game flow standpoint.
David, we heard the team will fly out Thursday to get there a little earlier, maybe try to get some of the magic of last year when they went from Cincinnati to Arizona. What do you make about the schedule this week for the Commanders?
Yeah, I think it's smart. I think, you know, when you have that much of a time fluctuation, if you can get there and get acclimated to it a little bit, get maybe a practice in, you know, around the time you're going to be playing the game, because like it's 4:25 kickoff Eastern time, but that's 1:25 Pacific Coast time. So like, you want to get on that schedule. You get that Saturday to do the walkthroughs and all that stuff. And yeah, I think it's just smart if you can do that for any period of time. I know a lot of people talk about it too for like Denver. The problem with altitude is it takes like 30 days to acclimatize to altitude, so it doesn't really help you. But for time zone changes, I mean, we've all done it, right? Like, 1 or 2 days, you should be good.
David, thanks so much for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That is David Harrison. He is a Commanders reporter for WUSA 9, also host Locked On Commanders, the podcast. There are two Monday night football games for us to preview, and then we'll spend the final hour of the show talking all things college football. I went to Scott Stadium on Friday night for what was probably the game of the season so far in college football. UVA upsets Florida State. Virginia Tech had a big win, a needed victory for the Hokies there, and Coach Philip Montgomery, who's taken over for Coach Pry. He's now 2-0 to start his era. Hokie Steve will join us at 2 p.m. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Hokies, who got a win over NC State. Hokie Steve is coming on down to Capitol Ale House. He'll join us next. But we wanted to go around the National Football League right now because there are not one but two Monday night games to preview. I've got thoughts about the Sunday night game that was Dallas against Green Bay. We go through it all right now. The biggest news and notes of the NFL on NFL Hits.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
All right, let's start with a survivor pool update. Stubb, I went with the Bills, and there was a moment in that game where I thought I was screwed. The Saints came back and took the lead.
We both had the Bills this week, so we were both sweating that one. I have faith Josh Allen was not going to fall to Spencer Rattler like that.
It was too close for comfort.
It
for
was.
Sure.
I mean, I think it ended with a 12-point difference, which they didn't even cover the spread with a 12-point win. I think Spencer Rattler's 0-10 as a starter in the NFL. Just a terrible, terrible team.
We did lose our voice of God, the program director here at 910 The Van, Zach McHugh, for picking the Chargers. I can't blame him at all. That is the biggest outcome that I'm surprised about this weekend. Like, I expected the Chargers to roll past the Giants. I thought Jackson Dart was going to kind of really struggle in his first start. And then you find out, oh, they lose Malik Nabers, and they still got the win. How about that one? Did Cam Scadaboo get the starting running back job as well?
Tyrone Tracy's out. with an injury, which definitely helps. But, I mean, dude, I was he's my favorite player to watch in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
Just every run, he looks like, one, it looks like he's going to get CTE in about a year. But, two, it's electric.
Yep. Jenny is eliminated as she selected the 49ers. And I don't blame her. I thought 49ers would win that game. But you have to say now, of all the first-year coaches, Liam Cohen looks like the best of them. The Jags are 3-1. Trevor Lawrence looks much better. Travis Etienne Jr. is a top 10 running back. And Travis Hunter made a big play, a big third down grab in that game. Now, we need to update the audience on what's going on. Maybe they can chime in, 833-804-0910. We're going to track down Rob Hoffman as well. He selected the Green Bay Packers. They tied. Should he be eliminated from our Odyssey NFL Survivor Pool? My initial reaction is, if it's a survivor pool, you are picking a team that you think will not lose. Well, the Green Bay didn't lose, so my initial reaction says, well, maybe Rob should be allowed in because it was just a tie. But as you kind of look online at some of the other big survivor pools around the country, like the Circa $1 Million Survivor Pool, the object of the game is to pick a winner, and the Green Bay Packers did not win. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. We got a listener who says, out, says Rob Hoffman should be out. Now, I know Rob wants to chime in and state his case, right, Stub?
He's at the state fair today. Okay. He said he wants to leave it up to us. He doesn't have a strong take either way. He said, I'll let the managers choose. I don't know. It's called the survivor pool to me.
That's why I'm a little bit leaning,
you didn't lose, you're not out.
Yeah. We'll have to bring this one to court. We'll bring Michael Phillips in on it tomorrow, and we'll get a final ruling. But how about that Sunday night game? I mean, dude, that was awesome. Back and forth battle right there. I was super impressed with the Dallas Cowboys once again offensively. They can move the football. All right, no CeeDee Lamb. George Pickens looks like a superstar. 8 catches for 134 yards, 2 touchdowns. Anytime they needed a big third down, he got it. It was great in the red zone as well. I know before the game, people were saying they're going to need Jake Ferguson to have a really good game. He did, 7 catches for 40 yards, and they were able to run the ball. Like, if Dallas can run the ball, Dak Prescott's going to be decent in play action because he's really good at that. And then from the Green Bay perspective, it's like, what happened to their defense?
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
what happened
what
to their
the
defense?
Heck? I mean, Micah Parsons was running around all game long making Dak move, but Dak was still delivering on the move. You got to give him credit, man. You got to give Schottenheimer Jr. credit as well. And Green Bay has certainly kind of fallen back down to earth here.
Yeah, they moved to 2-1-1. I still think that they are maybe a top 3, top 5 team in the NFC this year, but they're not showing us the magic that we saw through 2 weeks, and I'd really like to see them get back to it. They're fun when they're good.
Yep. Let's get to our Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Coach's Hot Seat update here on AWOD Radio. Every week, we have 3 coaches in the hot seat. We take one out, and we'll add a new coach. So week 4's hot seat included Brian Callahan of the Tennessee Titans. I think it's pretty obvious he deserves to stay on the hot seat, right?
Yeah.
Stub, would you agree?
You get blanked by a team that didn't have a win.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
Your starting quarterback says we're ass. I mean, we're 4 weeks into the season. We haven't won a game yet. 0-26. Titans lose. Yeah, I mean, dude, it's certainly heating up for him. I mean, it sucks because it's just 2 years right into his career there in Tennessee, and they have a rookie quarterback, but they don't have enough talent. And there's some questionable decisions from their head coach. Mike McDaniel was on the hot seat, head coach of the Miami Dolphins. I told you guys at the start of the show, my prediction is they're at home, primetime Monday Night Football against the 0-3 Jets. If the Dolphins lose, I think McDaniel will be fired tomorrow. That's what I'm telling you right now. So he's going to stay on our hot seat. Yes, Stubb.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I don't want to fully weigh in on this until the Monday Night matchups have concluded. 2 of our 3 coaches are playing tonight.
Yeah.
I don't expect the Dolphins could win this.
Now, they're at home.
That's yeah, they're
why,
at home.
So, Bengals, look, Zach Taylor is on our hot seat. And the Bengals are 2-1, but they're using a backup quarterback, and I think that's going to lead to him losing his job because Burrow won't be back until it's too late. But I don't think he's going to get fired tomorrow because they're on the road. It's the like I'm saying, it's the 3 factors. It's prime time, it's at home, and you're against the lousy Jets. You better get a win. Because he saved his job with a decent performance on Thursday Night Football last week.
Right. But you're looking at a Tyrod Taylor-led Jets team.
Yeah.
In Miami. I expect the Dolphins to win here. I think it's it doesn't help. You have to win this one or you get fired.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. All right, Hokie Steve is coming down. He'll join us next year at Capitol Ale House to talk Virginia Tech. It's a victory Monday for them, but I got to poke him about the Ravens. He will be miserable after watching that performance, a 37-20 defeat to the Kansas City Chiefs. I'll ask him, does he think the Ravens will now miss out on the postseason? University Drive, all things college football, locally and nationally, coming up next on AWOD Radio. You're listening to the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.